Thank you very much. I enjoyed your presentation. As you were closing, you made the comment about we offer ourselves because that's all we have to offer. Do we have Jesus to offer?
In this context, there was a big debate, and there were many aid organizations that came into Japan. And in our partner's effort to reach out, we were deeply aware that they were vulnerable. There were other groups that were much more forthright about evangelism. And we had a long discussion about this, and we decided that this was not a time to be direct about our faith in Jesus Christ. If asked, we would share. But this was not a time to evangelize. So if people, through our actions, saw Jesus, and we felt that we were offering Jesus through our actions, Jesus is very present. But in the presence of so many conservative, what we call conservative Christian groups, that to our eyes took advantage of this vulnerable situation to evangelize, we felt that was the wrong way to go about it. Another thing that we learned was that in a disaster situation, many aid organizations have come up with a protocol for how money ought to be used. And for instance, UMCOR, which is a part of the United Methodist Church, is also very strict about this. That even non-religious groups, as well as religious groups, want to use the money for humanitarian purposes. These monies are not to be used to further the purpose of the church. And so they're very concerned, as we make proposals and use the money, how the money is going to be used, and that the money is not, as I said, going to be used for the purpose of the church. So that's a really important question that we wrestled with. In our efforts at the Emmaus Center, we prayed before we sent the volunteers out. We prayed every time they came back. We prayed before meals. We were very clear that we were a Christian organization and that the motivation for our service came from our faith in Christ. But as we went out to the coast, we were very careful that we were stepping on their ground. And we were very cautious of talking about Jesus. I don't know if that answers your question.